Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You weren't picking up what I was laying down.
He was shaking his head. No.
I thought it was all of us.
Well,
yes. No, that's this.
Yeah. That's yes. Pointed me.
It's we like, are well, back.
That's out of rotation.
Although I might have slipped him up with my hand holding this live read I'm about to do.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Instead of doing the circle yeah. for signifying all of us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Anyway.
Breaking news.
It's Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
We do have a number two story tonight.
Oh, thank God.
I know. I almost forgot. Thanks to Classic for reminding me.
At least one, right?
I think we might have two.
They're related.
They're
yeah, okay. But we'll get there. Before we do so, Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com.
I'm going there right now.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself some swag.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, that's nice.
Just to get the headline out there for our number two story.
The number two story.
Human waste could soon power planes.
Why is it always an airplane thing? I feel like all the number two stories recently have something to do with, like, flying.
Yeah. Right, dog pooping in first class.
Yep.
Or poop overflowing out of the...
It's always an airplane.
Yeah, it's an airplane.
Maybe, the only place this is a problem.
Boeing is working on this.
To use a major...
No, they're just trying to keep their planes in the air, man.
To use a major painism. But before we go on, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that I'm amazed that we still have a 17 speeding cameras here in Albuquerque.
Start taking them down.
Yeah, do you have a BB gun?
No, hammer? I like Ladder? Those. I always call them
hammer?
Spray paint? More. Silly
but
string?
Here's the thing is that people are actually paying the tickets. That's what's another funny thing about it.
Hey, that helps. Yeah, that helps everybody with the welfare.
Yeah, no, it's really weird how, like, when you threaten people with violence and caging and guns, that they will go ahead and give you money.
It's like a robbery.
But, yeah, last time we had the red light cameras, they all tore it up. They all tore it up, and then the city wound up having to pay the red flags. They just let them just.
Well, by the city, you mean the people. The city didn't pay for anything. City doesn't have any money. They got to take money from other people first and then replace the cameras.
Yeah, so I call that number and they're like, what is your ticket? Enter that ticket number and then enter the.
Did you walk too fast to the crosswalk?
The method you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is that people are paying it. This time they're not tearing it up. They told everybody just tear up the ticket, just ignore it, and everybody got away with it the last time.
Who told them to do
you
that?
Know? Well, the traffic violators, and then the city still owed the red flags money, and they paid it all off, and all the people that paid the tickets, they just paid them for no reason because all the rest of them didn't pay. This is Albuquerque.
I'm going to speculate here for a moment. It sounds like the speed cameras were privatized, and there was no obligation for private citizens to engage in contract with the red light bill, right?
Because it wasn't under law.
Because it wasn't under law. It was just the speed camera company.
Right.
And so there was nothing that the law could do, but the speed company still had a contract with the government, the state, of which to then gain their compensation for their services rendered.
Right.
I mean, but Albuquerque is just amazing because they just tear up a city ticket. If they did this at Atlanta, Georgia, Illinois, also they'd put you in jail for a month.
Was it because of COVID? Because a lot of governments sort of threw out stuff that would have overwhelmed the courts because they'd fallen so far behind on having court dates and stuff like that during COVID that, like, they just forgave a bunch of stuff.
Well, forgave or didn't, you know, the statute of limitations and whatever.
Right, tore it up, whatever, threw it out. Like, yeah, they decided not to prosecute you is the best. Forgave is a poor word for what for what they do. So, yeah, they just decided not to extort a bunch of people like they normally would.
Benevolent.
Well, here's what I know. Here's what I know about Hawaii, because I've been through that court system a number of times. Yeah. They trick people into giving up their right to a speedy trial because they go like, "Well, if you don't have an attorney, you can go see the public defender," and the public defender is so backlogged, right, that you can't get an appointment with the public defender in time for your speedy trial,
right.
So they go like, "Well, if you want the public defender, you got to like waive this requirement that we have to see you in a month so that you can go to your public defender in 2 months." And people go like, "Well, yeah, I need my public defender because I can't do this on my own." Hmm. And then they sign off on like waiving their right to a speedy trial in order to go see the public defender.
Right. Yeah.
But so it's treachery. Isn't it easier to just pay the ticket? Most people just don't have time for that. In fact, they can't take it to court.
Well,
that's what they're counting on. Yeah. They're
Captain's point is during COVID, they weren't going to be able to get all those people into the court system. So they were going to fall past that speedy trial requirement, and they wouldn't be able to prosecute anyway. And if the people with the speeding tickets were counting on that, then yeah, you just tear it up because their ability to prosecute has lapsed.
Yeah, or some bureaucrat was like, "Oh my gosh, look at the size of this backlog that happened.
I don't want to work this weekend.
Let's just tell everybody from this date until this date, you ain't got to pay your tickets. We're tearing them up. They're gone."
Right.
Right. And then from this date on, now you're going to have to pay, right, is what I'm guessing happened.
Or show up to court.
But this happened before COVID.
Okay.
This happened like before COVID, and all the violators, half of them decided that's a fake ticket, it's not issued, but they decided, and everybody told everybody to tear it up.
Well, if it was issued by a private company, of which they didn't contract with, then yes, it's a fake ticket.
Yeah.
Right? If you go to like a parking garage and they leave a notice on your car, you've overstayed your welcome, you got to pay like $15 extra now.
I got an ESPN ticket once.
What?
Okay.
A parking ticket for parking illegally in the studio area at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay.
And I took a picture of it. It's like, well, that's funny.
Did you pay it?
No, I didn't pay it.
Okay.
It actually wasn't a fine. It was like after three times you're going to be, administrator is going to know about this or whatever.
Something
it's a fake ticket. It's like Monopoly money.
I'm trying to think of something similar to what Sarah's talking about in Seattle. When they rolled out tolling over the retooled bridge, they have I was going to call it the 420. It's the 520. The 520 that goes across the lake. The 90 also goes across the lake. So there's two bridges that go across the lake. The 520 is a bit more northern, and like the 90 had always been like tolled or whatever. But like they put tolls in the further north bridge. Like while I was living there, and for a while it was the easy pass stuff. You guys are familiar with this kind of thing. For a while it was all active and everything, and it actually did trigger like some people to get tickets, but like because it wasn't officially time for them to pull the trigger, it was a test basically that they were doing, and that of course triggered some tickets to automatically get mailed, which shouldn't have been.
Yep.
But they're bureaucrats and they don't care, right? They'd rather apologize than take it upon themselves to do it right the first time.
There's a handful of us that have like the Montana plates here with the permanent registration.
Yeah.
And so our vehicles are registered in either an LLC or a trust in Montana. And I've spoken to one of them who said like, because it's not his vehicle, he doesn't have easy pass. He just goes through and like doesn't pay.
They'll bill the LLC.
Which they have no jurisdiction to collect from.
Right.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I like it, but...
what's going to happen? Like, if you get pulled over for something in that vehicle, are they going to impound it? Like, I'm not willing to risk it, but I know of at least one person doing that, because what's the jurisdiction?
I type in a map, like it says to go to the Mass Pike, and like, well, that's tolls. I'll go the other way.
Yeah.
I'll take the extra 10 minutes to go around all the tolls.
Yep.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah. Because
I don't have the easy pass.
No, I just don't want to pay.
I got mad when the the Google voice. I call her Karen.
Yeah.
Right? On the maps thing.
Sheila.
When, like, I specifically, you know, had my directions. Had my directions, you know, set to avoid the tolls. And then, like, you know, you're in mid-trip, and they always pop up with, like,
yeah.
Hey, we've discovered a better route that'll save you, you know, 10 minutes or some crap. And I'm like, no. And it rerouted me anyway through the tolls. And I'm like, no!
Because
I'm yelling at Karen. I'm calling her all the names that I can't say on the radio. I'm like, Karen, you blankety blank blankety bleep 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 blank.
Because Easy Pass is probably owned by Waze, you know, or Google Maps or whatever.
What did surprise me, though, I took a cross-country trip, and I had to use Karen, the Google lady, on the maps thing. And at some point, I was surprised because I heard, there's a speed trap up ahead.
No.
I'm like, what?
That's the Waze integration.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
and
Waze
so,
does that.
Yeah, and so, well, so now it's part of Google Maps.
Okay. Google bought Waze years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, I was surprised. I'm like, this is the first time ever I've thanked Karen for anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thank you, Karen.
You get points.
She doesn't respond.
You get points on your Waze app. Yeah. I don't know what it does, but if you report police or whatever, you get, like, plus six.
Waze is like a battery hog and a data hog, so I don't generally don't use it.
Sarah, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, we don't enforce any of these laws here. So there was a grandmother that shot a drug addict. That he broke into her house two times, demanded her car keys to go joyriding, and she had a four-year-old grandson, so she shot him. That was the second time that just came into her house, demanded her keys, and so that was a justifiable shooting here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Because the first time he got arrested, he's running around, so there's no enforcement. So, and everybody was happy that she did.
Back in my day, you had to learn how to hotwire a car before you for a joyride.
I mean, you have to take care of your own problems yourself.
As it should be.
Now you're speaking our language, Sarah. Yes, you have to take personal responsibility for your own safety and security because the government's not going to do it for you.
Yep, and when seconds count, cops are minutes away.
Safety is not a right. Self-defense is a right.
5,000 people with warrants running around, and they had a big roundup. Because they get the warrant, they don't come to court, but they're still running around stealing cars, bringing it into homes, threatening grandmothers.
Well, Sarah, the largest percentage of the prison population in the United States is still for non-violent drug crimes like possession. So, like, you've got a ton of people in prison in the United States for nonviolent crimes. More people are in prison in the United States than were ever imprisoned in the Russian gulags. So it's a high number, and it all needs to go away. The system just needs to be abolished, and we can let society figure the rest of it out.
More justifiable shootings.
Yeah, that's,
I'm okay
that's
with
been
that.
Going on more and
keep
more
the prison
here.
Population
people
down.
Themselves.
Well, keep the prison population down, but end the violence, right?
Yeah.
If they're running around doing violent things like stealing and hurting people, like just shoot them.
Anything else, Sarah?
Good. Have fun. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have fun.
Get a gun, not a driver's license.
We'll have fun now.
Vigilante Sarah on the loose.
Yeah, watch out.
Excuse me, sir. Are you on drugs? Bam!
Like half of me expects her to, you know, I don't know, buy more cameras herself and then put them up and then ask the city if she can, you know, connect them to their network and help them out. And then the other half of me is like, she's going to go buy one of these, like, webbing guns and, like, start, you know, shooting them at the cameras so that, you know, Spider-Man style.
Right.
We should start a multi-level marketing company selling security cameras and enroll Sarah.
Ooh.
All right.
She's prone to these things.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come up with a snazzy name for that, though. Right.
Okay.
That somehow incorporates Sarah or something. You know what I mean?
Turkey cameras.
Yeah.
Incorporated.
Something. Just stew on that for a while. You're a creative guy.
All right.
Come up with something. That's your homework assignment.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not due really any time.
Multi-level camera organization incorporating Sarah from New Mexico.
Somehow, some way. Wow, man. All right. So, number two story.
Finally. I've been holding it.
We teased it.
Been holding it.
You've been holding the number two story.
Yeah, for like 2.5 hours.
Jeez. People tune in for this.
Jesus.
I'm prairie dogging it.
Oh my goodness.
This from RT. No. Human waste could soon power planes. a world first factory in the UK, or the UK, will convert sewage into sustainable aviation fuel.
They should take it out of that river that no one can swim in.
The Thames.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever they're having problems with their crew rowing teams.
British biofuel company Firefly. Oh, God. Why did they have to ruin that name?
Serenity Now.
Has reached... Yeah, thanks. Now, anyway. British biofuel company Firefly has reached an agreement with the low-cost airline Wizz Air.
Come on.
This has got to be satire.
Yeah.
W-I-Z-Z. Like, it's an unfortunately named airline just in the first place, but then also to be the airline that's going to be fueled by poo.
It's a British colloquialism. Wizz. Just whiz you from here to there.
Has reached an agreement with the low-cost airline Wizz Air to build a commercial refinery that will help convert sewage into sustainable aviation fuel, also known as SAF, apparently. They've acronymized.
The Necronomicon?
The Acronomicon, yes. Acronomicon. It's the evil book of acronyms.
Okay.
Yes. It's got a big picture of a demon face on it, right? And it looks very similar to the one in the Evil Dead.
Okay.
Or Army of Darkness, depending on how far.
The AOD?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Firefly, which has developed the conversion process, the fuel is still undergoing regulatory testing, if approved. It could be used to power aircraft, the company said this week. The refinery, first of its kind, will be built in Essex and could start delivering commercial supplies of aircraft fuel by 2028 to serve London's airports.
All right.
new meaning to the, I can't say the word I want to, but new meaning to crappy airline.
Yeah. Imagine the chemtrails coming out of that thing.
Those aren't chemtrails.
Those are poop trails.
That's natural
Those
gas.
Those are entrails.
That's a natural gas.
That's natural gas.
Those are just stains in the sky.
Why are the clouds over London brown?
Oh, those are race car clouds. Oh. You know, the kind with skid marks.
Yes.
There is potential for two more such facilities in the UK, according to Firefly. Wizz.
Change the name of that company, please.
All right. Some people, there's probably like one person who will hear this, but I was living in a house with a bunch of roommates, right? Large house, couple of bathrooms, and like you just rented the room and everybody shared bathrooms and all that stuff.
Ew.
There were two guys in our community, if you will, named Matt. And so one of them had to be 1.0 and the other was, well, we didn't, at first it was 2.0, but then like, I don't know, he got like a haircut or something.
Alpha, beta.
He got like a haircut and everybody's like, you're no longer 2.0, you're 2.1.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so He became 2.1. Some time goes by. And, you know, we're partying, we're intoxicated, right? And somebody misstates 2.0. And like, what did you call him? 2.0. Like 2.whiz? 2.whizzle? Like, yeah, 2.whizzle. And so he became 2.whiz. And that got shortened into just whiz after some period of time. So, yeah. Well, I know a guy named Wiz.
Wiz is going to
my story. And now when I read the sentence, I think of him, Matt. Wiz said it was investing by making a massive order.
A massive order.
For up to 525,000 tons of Firefly's waste-based fuel over the next 15 years.
Where's Firefly getting the waste from?
Not Fireflies, apparently. Dude. So, in the airport bathrooms now, they can just save the waste, right? Firefly can come pick it up.
All right.
Chuck it in their new sewage facility and make more fuel.
Right at the airport.
Okay.
Now, if the technology grows enough, they might even be able to just, like, build a thing that fits inside of an airplane that automatically converts the sewage into jet fuel.
Okay.
So, now that could actually resurrect full meals in an airline flight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll need the extra fuel.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You know?
We're going to need everyone to overeat if we're going to make it to our destination.
on the menu tonight, Mexican.
We're going to Mexico. Eat some Mexican food.
Yes. I'm sorry. No, we only have beans. Only have beans tonight. That's all we have.
Refritos.
Meanwhile, back at Free Talk Live Studios. Meanwhile, utility company Anglian Water has announced it will provide Firefly with biosolids from its wastewater treatment process.
There you go.
For a pilot facility. Pilot as in, like, the first of its kind and a test, not as in, this is where all the pilots are going to go.
a pilot test.
Pilot
facility. You need clearance to get to the pilot facility at the airport.
Roger, over.
If the first guy ever to fly an airplane was a pilot, was he the pilot pilot?
Okay.
Right?
He's the pilot. Yeah.
It's Orville?
Redenbacher? You're thinking of Seth.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers. Yeah. Wilbur and Orville. Right. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of the...
popcorn maker.
No. Well, that first, and then I was thinking of the sci-fi show, The Orville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, quote, we're
turned
turning...
into a cop show, apparently.
No, it hasn't. Not yet.
Back to blue.
Although they did the whole thing where they had to, like, you know, I don't know if they were in, like, a holographic thing or if they had to, like, travel back in time to, you know, and they had to, like, pretend that they were humans or something. Or,
all right.
Like, you know, in a, you know, like, a now time, the 2000s okay. or something. But that didn't turn into a cop show either. Anyway, quote, we're turning sewage into jet fuel. I can't really think of many things that are cooler than that, he added.
I can. Well,
passionate about his job.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Like the,
you
know, his peak coolness.
You know what's cooler than that? Medium-paced music. Okay.
Chechen medium-paced music.
Chechen medium-paced music, which is redundant, right? Like, they passed the law, so, like, now it's just going to be known as Chechen music, right? It all just falls within this medium-paced.
Got it.
This type of aircraft fuel production uses 70% less carbon than conventional jet fuel.
So this is a green thing, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's currently significantly more expensive to produce. Well, yeah. According to Paul Hilditch, Firefly's chief operations officer, there's enough biosolids in the UK for more than 200,000 tons of SAF, which he said is sufficient to satisfy about half of the mandated SAF in 2030.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Right?
Yeah, if they can do that, that's fine.
Well, new technology is typically more expensive than the old technology, and as it gets, you know, further along, it reduces in price
and
efficiency.
I'm a fan of what I like to call the Native American philosophy of, like, when you kill the buffalo, use all the parts, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm not necessarily, I'm not like a green guy. I'm not like, oh, carbon. Like, but, like, I like the idea of reduce, reuse, recycle, right? If you've got something in your house that you can use to accomplish a task, use that instead of going to buy something, right? Or be creative, right? Make or build something that solves the problem in front of you out of materials you already have on hand instead of going out and buying something, right? You know, that kind of thing.
That's why dads have a drawer full of junk.
It's true.
And a box full of bad cables.
Yes.
603-283-6160. Would you fly an airline that was fueled by human waste? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up, the final half hour. Still to come, don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we're back.
We are back.
Yes.
That's probably the best one.
Just one word.
There might have even been something that came very close to being a harmony in there. I'm not sure.
I did hear a little
three-part harmony. Run that through a thing and, you know.
Try to pull it apart.
Well, no, but just like.
Remix it.
No, do the, what do they call it? The voice correction.
Oh, Melodyne?
No, what do the artists call it? They call it.
Auto-tune.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Do you know, okay, real quick, before you do your thing, so you're the audio guy. Do you have like a program or something that makes things sound like a crowd chanting?
You could do that in a program called Melodyne by Solemnity.
Okay. Is that expensive? I want free.
Oh. Well, I can give it to you for free. I mean, okay. I have it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking one voice and trying to make it sound like...
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a project that I really wanted to make it sound like a crowd was chanting, and I couldn't find anything, so I did something else with it. But now that it's crossed my mind again, I figured I'd ask.
I could try doing that for you.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
You could record, we'll take it off air. You could record the chant yourself and then give it to
Steve. 1,000 times.
No, just once or twice even, right? Yeah. 2 different takes, and then give it to Steve, and then Steve... Yeah. Can take it and manufacture it and, you know, throw some mustard on it in such a way.
There was a program that had that was a plug-in for Audacity.
Let me have a stab.
Yeah, there was a program that was a plug-in for Audacity that like claimed to do it, but it sounded terrible. And I didn't take the time to learn how to.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So you already recorded something in Audacity?
I record in Audacity all the time.
Yeah.
But like this was for a specific project that has passed.
Sure.
And I went a different route because I couldn't get that to work in a timely manner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. You hired 20,000 people to.
No, I did. I just went a different route.
I mean, back in the day, you would just have one guy in the studio and you'd have 24 tracks to work with maximum.
Yeah. Or like Def Leppard. Right?
And then you just get the guy to like say the same thing or yell the same thing, you know, along with himself, right? You'd record one and then play that back. And then while he said it again, and then you would molt those down to one track. And then you do it again, 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 until it sounds like there's 100 people or something.
All right.
Like
that. Yeah.
Then it sounds like a Def Leppard record.
Okay. The one guy in the studio was me. Like I was doing the audio and trying to figure out how to like easily convert that into multi.
I see. What has 9 arms and sucks?
I don't know.
Def Leppard.
Ooh. Ooh.
Did you know that there's
That's nasty.
There's a cover band, a Def Leppard cover band that the guy actually chopped his arm off for the authenticity of.
No.
I don't believe that.
It might have been the Babylon Bee. I don't know.
Source, please.
We've got a call to get to you. But also, I need to thank tonight's amplifier. And tonight's amplifier is somebody named Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan.
Whoa.
Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan is a gold level amplifier.
Why can he be a ghost? He's not even dead.
I love gold.
McAfee?
Yeah, he's like.
Supposedly, he's
a psyop.
Dead.
Yeah.
His wife keeps going on talking about how. Yeah, well, anyway.
What they did that weekend.
We're going to talk about actual McAfee. We're going to talk about Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan. Apparently, first name Ghost, middle name of McAfee, all meshed together, and then Crypto Fan. Is a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What is the AMPS program, you might be asking yourself? Well, we use that money to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, but mainly it goes to getting us onto more radio stations. We're on roughly 200 radio stations now. We could be on 300. 400's not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring of freedom, liberty, etc., and so on, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks again, Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan. We appreciate your contribution.
Let's get to 400 before Ian gets out of prison. That'll be like his welcome back gift.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Jerome. It's a soft J, isn't it? Jerome?
Is there someone in prison?
Trump train!
Choo-choo!
Choo-choo!
We got us a trial tomorrow. Whoop-de-doo! We got us a trial.
Wow.
In the kangaroo court.
Yeah. You can go to trial for a traffic ticket, too.
Can you say T? Can you say R? Can you say I? Can you say A? Can you say L? Trial!
I thought he was going to spell Trump wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Train? Where are we going with this?
I was like, Trimp?
Can you say testify? I knew that you could. Boys and girls.
See, again, Jerome, you play this up as if we're like Trump supporters.
We are not.
But we are not. Number two, I'm so glad that they're prosecuting a former president because it sets a precedent
for president.
And they're going to retaliate.
A presidential precedent.
Right? Yeah. It sets a presidential precedent that you can prosecute after the fact. Right? So any time the Republicans don't like the Democrats in office, which they don't, when he gets out, they'll indict him on something that the Republicans like.
Yeah. The ham sandwich.
Right. And this will just be how things are instead of presidents getting away with murder.
Which they all have done.
By the way, I saw a certain governor on TV today.
Snoo snoo.
From New Hampshire.
Snoo snoo.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you, he was running out of places to talk out of because he was talking out of both sides of his mouth
his butt.
And his butt at the same time. I'm saying, that's magical how he could do that.
What did he have to say? I don't pay attention.
Well, they were asking him all the stuff he said before. He's not saying that now. He's singing a different tune now.
I don't even know what he said before.
People that were involved with the January 6th should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And he said, if Trump's involved, he should be in trouble too. Well, not, but they're saying, but you're endorsing him. So what are you trying to say now? Oh, well, I'm just a Republican endorsing a Republican. I said, of course, a sellout endorsing a sellout. Yeah.
Hey, Jerome, back off the phone a little bit. You're cracking, you know.
You're blowing up the phone.
Yeah, it's distorting.
My enthusiasm. I'm sorry.
We appreciate
it. We love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, the enthusiasm is probably what we love about you, Jerome.
Your phone doesn't like it very much.
It's almost orgasmic, you know.
Almost. Maybe if your mom was here.
Your mom. All right, what else is on your mind, Jerome?
Well, I was just so excited to see a governor on TV today, you know what I mean? I couldn't contain myself. I couldn't wait to call you and tell you that. But
what channel was he on?
Can't wait to get rid of him.
I didn't even have TV.
ABC. Oh. By the way, is there anything going on in the Middle East lately? I hear something about people shooting bombs at people. That can't be true, can it?
I think that's been going on for the past 3,000 years, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we covered it a little bit earlier in the show, Jerome. Iran has retaliated against Israel.
The trials of Donald Trump. Oh, my God.
It's going to be better than OJ.
All right.
Will it get better ratings than The Apprentice?
Hey, is he going to be able to find a Johnny Cochran?
He had a Rudy Giuliani. How'd that work out?
Robert Shapiro.
I'm waiting for Cato Kalin. He's unemployed now, right? He doesn't have to talk about OJ anymore because OJ died. So
Alan Dershowitz, huh? My favorite. He's my favorite. My favorite sellout.
As long as whatever attorney he picks has hot daughters, then we'll have reality TV for another decade.
Oh, you know what? You're so dirty. You're such a dirty old
man. He's smiling and laughing. Like, yeah.
I totally watch the Kardashians. Watch the Kardashians.
I've never seen an episode.
Not yet. Right. I watch the Kardashians. You're right.
Yeah.
See, he admitted it.
I like watching blow up dolls with the talk. Yeah, okay.
Yep. No lies detected, Jerome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerome. It's good to hear from you, man. Have a good night. Wow.
Yeah, I think I think they have something on Trump. Actually, it's I think he didn't rewind a Blockbuster videotape back in 1991.
Oh no.
He wasn't kind.
No, he did not rewind. I think that's what they've got him on.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's horrible.
It's going to be service.
Did you have a separate rewinder so you wouldn't ruin your VCR?
Eventually.
Okay.
Right. So here's how it started. Here's how it started in the kick-ass household. At first, we didn't have cable. We were poor. So if I wanted to watch some cable television, i.e. rated R movies, I had to go over to like the HBO. Neighbor's house or a friend's house or whatever. Eventually, the father figure of the household caught on to the rental of the VCR and then the videos, right? So there's a little convenience store nearby that would rent the whole shebang. And so he would rent a VCR for the weekend and a bunch of what I'm going to call kung fu movies, right? Bruce Lee stuff, right? Enter the Ninja, Enter the Dragon, right?
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. And so that was fun. But he also had, he loved his Westerns too. So we're watching like Clint Eastwood and, that kind of stuff. Anyway,
John Wayne.
And so, I told you guys I was the tech, right? So, like, I had to hook up the VCR every time and unhook it every time.
12 o'clock.
And so I had to also rewind the tapes, right? Now, rewinding wasn't a big deal when it's not your VCR. You rented it, so you don't care how many miles you put on it, right? How many tapes you rewind. So that wasn't a big deal. Eventually, they broke down and bought a VCR.
And then rented the other one just to rewind the tapes.
No. They like that was all fine and good, but we would still rewind the tapes on the VCR at home, and eventually it broke during a rewind.
Oh.
Right? Like it just stopped working, and so the one tape had to go back incomplete with its rewind.
They didn't make you take the top off and pull the tape out and all that.
No, we had to do that, but like the tape came out in one piece, but like it wasn't fully rewound. We didn't have another VCR in the house. It was the only one, so
pay the fine.
Tape went back. You know, I don't know if there was a fine or whatever, but eventually, I think that Christmas somebody bought just the standalone rewinder.
Oh, right.
You know, and so that sat on top of the VCR after that.
High technology.
Yeah, the newest VCR, because they got a new one. They didn't repair the old one. Yeah. Wow. I'm older than VCRs. Yeah, it's true.
CD rewinder.
A CD rewinder.
Like an April Fool's gift.
Here's a can of muffler fluid.
Yeah. Dehydrated water, a whole can of it.
Oh, man, you got to oil up your brake lights.
Blinker fluid?
Blinker fluid, that's right.
You can get bulb grease.
Okay.
They sell you bulb grease. Like, I've never used it.
That seems like it would set a fire.
It's like the opposite of Teflon tape.
Right? Okay.
You know, so it makes it easier to screw the light bulb in and out when it's time to replace it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas Teflon tape is just designed to like make it more waterproof.
Right.
When you're doing plumbing stuff. Anyway, this from cake.com, K-A-K-E.
Another reputable source.
I won't mispronounce that in case it gets me in trouble, but like I'm thinking of a way to mispronounce K-A-K-E.
Kake?
Something like that.
Another number two story.
We've been talking about, we talked about cops with Sarah calling, right? We talked about rewinding stuff, getting in trouble. We talked about, we haven't talked about school. You guys ever missed the school bus? You guys have to take a school
bus? I've never had to take a school bus, so no.
Yeah. I've had to, and I've missed it, and then I had to like, you know, you basically beg for a ride to school.
Or walk and you're late.
You know, and it wasn't close enough for me to walk. Wow. It was just not. Like, by the time
I
got there,
barefoot,
by the time I got to school, it would already be the next day.
Oh.
Right? Okay, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah, it was that far. Anyway.
Slow walker.
Dude, school was far away.
Wisconsin.
On my bicycle, I could make it in like an hour.
Right? Oh, okay. Oof. Okay, yeah.
You know, walking?
So, like, walking, no. Uh-uh. Yeah. Anyway, headline. 9-year-old who missed school bus drives mom's car to school. Sparks police chase.
Very industrious.
A police chase.
If she didn't hit anybody, man, just let her go to school. Like she's clearly capable.
This is great. A California police officer got a shocking surprise when the car he was chasing came to a stop. Behind the wheel, a 9-year-old boy making his way to school. Did he just assume his gender?
He did. Okay. It's okay.
Just shock. Several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of one of those no one really believed it kind of things. So several other officers showed up to the scene just to see, in fact, that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle.
Good thing an acorn didn't fall.
Shirking all of the rest of their police responsibilities.
What else is there better to do?
I'm okay with that. If they're not harassing somebody else, again, just as long as an acorn didn't fall on the car while they were all surrounding them.
That's my fear, right? Yeah. Kid's got a pocket full of acorns. What do you think's going to happen, right? Said Officer Terry Dunn with the Oroville, California Highway Patrol. Not to be confused with the Oroville, California.
Yes. Yeah.
Officer Dunn, noticed the car stopped in the middle of an intersection of 4th and Grand. He then announced over the PA system for the car to move, to which the boy turned onto 4th Street, making his way through the intersection and then through the parking lot of the Valero gas station that I'm standing at. I'm not standing at one.
Okay.
Now, after navigating his way through the gas station, he made his way through to the dirt lot over there, where he then backed into Officer Dunn's patrol car. Yeah!
Oh, okay.
All right.
Woo! Good job, kid. Give his mom a medal.
All right.
Wait, is she going to be held responsible
for
that?
Yeah, she's probably going to have to pay for the paint job.
She allowed it by giving him the keys.
That's right.
Yeah. A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bobbing inside. Unusual.
Wait, what?
What? I exited my patrol vehicle, made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I was trying to get to school," Dunn said. The boy's school was right next door. So he almost made it.
All right.
Almost made it to school. What a great excuse to miss school.
Time, yeah.
I got arrested for trying to drive.
I was pulled over by a cop.
Yeah. Got arrested for trying to drive to school.
Yeah. Where'd they get him on?
That's a legend right there. He's going to have all the chicks the next day.
Yeah. He's getting all the cool writing in the back of the. Do they even do yearbooks anymore?
Yeah,
it's probably all digital now.
I don't know.
Right? You know? Anyway. At that point, we're trying to identify if that was the school he was actually heading to. We contacted the principal, contacted the parent, and everyone showed up to the scene, including the entire police department's there. All the parents are showing up, the school staff.
K-A-K-E television.
How far did he make it? Like, he got to the school or close enough before bumping the police car.
Right, it was right next door.
Right, does not mention.
But did he go like 4 miles, 5 miles? Was he 10 miles away and he got that far before getting caught in the intersection?
Right. 100 feet away.
Officer Dunn says, despite no one getting hurt, it should serve as a lesson to keep the car keys out of kids' reach and teach kids the importance of driver safety and laws.
Or teach them that they're capable at a young age.
Do whatever they want to do.
Dude, like, No.
If he had training, he probably would have gotten there safely. I know. He's fully capable.
Yeah. I know of farm kids that like drive tractors and stuff. Yeah. Like,
they're running a combine.
You know. Why are you putting an age restriction on this? Yeah. Can you see over the steering wheel? Can you reach the pedals?
He almost made it there.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he get a ticket?
The lesson is kids are more capable than you give them credit for.
Yeah.
And also, like, how crappy are regular drivers that it took, you know, him almost getting to his destination before a cop noticed?
I mean, would you narc on him?
No.
All right.
But what I'm saying is, like, regular drivers are so crappy that they can't be differentiated between a 9-year-old driving a car and everybody else.
Oh, see, I'm not calling that crappy driver. I'm calling a capable 9-year-old.
Yeah, the kid is obviously a better driver than a lot of other drivers on the road, which is kind of what I'm getting at. Hopefully, a lot of other people take this to heart and learn from it, the article continues. So hopefully this doesn't happen again in the future. Just maybe talk to your children about the dangers of driving a vehicle and what could possibly happen.
Don't scare them early. The current generation is already too scared to drive. Can we just have rideshare programs? Yeah.
Officer Dunn says the boy actually got to go to the indoctrination center school after the whole situation.
That's the worst part. He wanted to go to school.
And he got a detention. So the Saturday he had to drive the car again. To detention.
But you know, here's what. Maybe he was just trying to go to school to pick up his best friend to do like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, man. We sort of did that. Like, I had the day off from school and I was the driver. So a couple of my other buddies in high school, like, cut school. And my sister, who was like in elementary school, wanted to cut school with her friends. So I scooped my buddies up at the high school, drove to the elementary school. They came running, hopped the fence, dove through the passenger window, and I just fucking pulled out.
How'd they get out of the school? How'd they get out of school early?
We went in like a recess time.
Oh, nice.
Well planned.
Yes. Like, what time is recess?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, with the window rolled down.
Seriously, the window was rolled down. They dove through the window, like, laid out on the back, on the passenger seat of the back seat, and I just sped away. And then, you know, we can get comfortable down the road when there's no authorities in sight.
The authority.
Authorities.
Officials.
Yes.
Cool. Well, that.
You got any cop avoiding stories, Steve? Classic?
Cop avoiding story. My own personal cop avoiding. When I was 9 years old.
Well, at any time in your life, I guess.
No, I try to stay away from them. I drive under the speed limit.
Yeah, but you've done some.
Yeah, he's done one below.
That's true.
I've done some fair amount of public. What would you call it? Protesting?
You've done activism.
Activism, yes. The only thing I say to the police is, you know, am I under arrest or am I free to go? And I don't answer questions. That's all you got to say. Right. I mean, if the kid just said I don't answer questions, he wouldn't have made the news.
Yeah. He's a sovereign citizen. This car is not for commercial purposes. I don't need your silly license.
He's got Montana plates.
Montana plates on the car.
But he was listening to music above 116 beats per minute.
I will answer Steve's question because I did get away from the cops once.
Okay.
So there was a...
Steve's question?
Well, you asked Steve.
I got you. Yeah.
But have you ever gotten away from the... And yes, I once actually did get away from... I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's part of the story. That's what I'm leading up to here.
Richie, tell us a story.
So I lived like 3.6 or 3.8 miles from work.
Okay.
And the speed limit was like 35. Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know. What was that? Okay.
Free Talk Live.
Speed limit was 35.
Okay.
And I would make it my goal to get to or from work in under one song on the radio.
Whoa.
Now, if you're listening to like Pink Floyd,
like 3.5 minutes.
But
man,
if you're listening to like DRI or whatever it is, like, you know, the Misfits.
The goal was one song. Okay. If I could do it in one song, one song. 3.5 miles, one song. Like, that was the goal.
All right.
And there's one time I was like, you know, made it my goal, and I was, you know, 35. I was probably doing 65 or 70.
Whoa.
Like, just, it was a straight line, and yeah. There's not a lot of curves on this road. And I drove past the cop who's like, you know, sitting where he was posted up, and I went, yep. Darn.
Right, like flying right,
like
past
70,
him.
Right past him. And so I checked my rearview mirror, and there was a car behind me. I don't mm-hmm. know how fast they were going, but as the car approached, the cop had to hesitate, and so he couldn't pull out until after the car. And I went, this is my chance. And so I sped off.
Floored it even more.
I made a right, a left, and a right, parked the car, jumped out, started walking.
Yeah.
Right. And the cop, he made a right, a left, and then another left back to the main road. And then, like, I wasn't there anymore, and he didn't know that it was me and that was walking.
Yeah.
So he parked it.
Waved to him. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, awesome. No. I walked around the block. Right, I walked around the block, and I'm texting my buddy at the same time. You're not going to believe what just happened. I totally just got away. And I walked home, because I'm close to home already, and I walked right in front of the cop car, and he's like on the radio just fuming.
Be on the lookout, all cars.
All points bulleted for a Corolla. A brown Corolla got away from me, guys.
Yeah. His fellow cops are laughing at him.
Yeah. You couldn't even catch a Corolla. But
like, so I went home, I got on my moped, I went back, I scoped out the area. There were like no cars in the area. So I rode my moped home, walked back, got my car a little bit later, and then, you know, safely made it home, like, you know, around the speed limit.
Yeah. But, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
As soon as I saw him, too, he made the left, I made the right, he made the left. I'm like, I did it.
Nice. And now it's a story for all time. And
then, for the ages.
And so the cop was so mad that he, you know, his buddies gave him a bunch of crap, and he had to go home and beat his wife.
Or shoot the
neighbor's
dog.
I don't even feel bad, because she stayed at him. Yeah. But, you know, like, he was on the radio fuming. Like, he didn't pull out onto the main road, and I was just, you know, just walking. I'm just a pedestrian now. Yeah.
All right. I can't start another story.
Do you have a story? You must have a story.
I told it one time. I was at like a middle school dance, and I brought booze, and I was trying to sell the booze.
Yes.
And I had to run because the cops showed up, and I did run, and I ran around the corner and then around a house and hid in the back of the house. I'd known this backyard if I'd visited it before. And anyway, they ran by, and I totally got away with it.
Nice.
We're out of time. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please visit the archives over at freetalklive.com under the resources tab. Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank our listeners. Peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.